Good morning. Today is Monday, June the 29th, 182nd day of the new year. Joining us this morning, now, if we were in other parts of the country, we could say that old pea picker, but I guess here we have to say that old berry picker, Rob Barkley.
You bet, Brian.
You don't have thorns on your hands, though. Are you one of the smart ones that tries to wear gloves?
I do not wear gloves, not for coastals. Coastal blackberries don't need gloves.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a couple dings on there.
Yeah, I was going to say you're not looking too hard.
Yeah, it could be my eyesight failing too, one way or the other. Our quote this morning comes from Malcolm Forbes. Did you ever meet him?
Never did.
Okay.
I met Steve.
Well, that doesn't go as high on my ladder. Sorry.
No, I know. Steve is not Malcolm lived well, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's still an icon.
Yeah, you bet.
Steve is, huh?
All right. He ran for president. Malcolm did not.
True. Well, it seems like, we'll talk about that in a moment or two. Quote, failure is success only if we learn from it. I put the only in there myself.
I like that.
Yeah.
I agree. We can all make a mistake once.
Yeah, it becomes problematic if it becomes a habit.
Yeah. That's it. But
yeah, what's it? There's that phrase that there's a buddy of mine who says, you know, the dumb question thing.
Yeah.
There's no dumb question. However, realize you're supposed to know the answer the second time.
That's wonderful. Yeah,
okay.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm there.
Yeah.
So you got your buddy Bobby into the race, huh?
Right. He's in.
Did you have to kick or did he step?
We did not kick Bobby into the race. Right now, and it's a mystery to me, but he's exceedingly unpopular in Louisiana.
Really?
Obama, who lost by 18 points, is more popular in Louisiana right now than Bobby.
What'd he do? Or what happened to the economy?
The economy's fantastic. He's made wonderful structural changes, but boy, there's a perception problem that the Louisianans feel that he is no longer taking care or caring about them. They
focusing on the national instead of the
local? That's right. That's right.
Huh. Is it in the media? Where are they? Are they?
Oh, the media is right along with them.
Okay.
And so
they're stirring the pudding a little bit.
Yeah, but you talk to everybody, and I'm a fan, but he's magnificent in what he's accomplished. But there's just a perception problem he hasn't gotten through.
Hmm. Maybe some more free barbecues.
Could be. Those are always good.
Aren't they?
But keep in mind, Louisiana really doesn't specialize in barbecues. Louisiana specializes in,
you're right.
Fries.
It doesn't end up on the grill.
Fries, yeah. Crawfish bowls, that sort of
thing.
Deep
fryer grill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, we'll boil a crawfish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, regional delicacies.
Yeah.
Point taken, yeah.
Talk about overrated.
Yeah. Barbecues or?
No, crawfish.
Oh, okay.
See, here we have crab. Our
game
crab,
set match. Lobster's weak. Second for me.
Lobster is a distant.
Salmon, however.
Salmon's wonderful.
Hey, I got a picture we got to talk about when we come back. You go back a little bit further than I, but you may have heard those stories and confirm. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, in the presidential race, what we're hearing now is Fiorina is beginning to get traction.
Yeah, Carly's.
Which is kind of cool. I mean, she's the one that I backed Kane last time, so what do I know?
Yeah. Well, Carly's magnificent.
Do you think she's better? Or is she VP Timber?
Well, why VP?
Because I don't think she's getting up against the anointeds from the party. You know, the Cruises and folks like that.
I think she resonates when you listen to her.
I know she's growing significantly, but do you think she would have a shot?
Well, I guess I think she is magnificent in many, many ways, intellectually, as far as actually having achieved. I'm pretty offended by party politics right now. I like that she's never been elected. I like that she has another perspective. Washington's broken, and I like an outsider. I really do. I think it's good.
So you think she has a chance to run outside and sneak in the side door?
I do not, but I like her. Well, you asked.
Yeah. No. So do you think, would she be a more than viable vice presidential candidate? Or would she be better in another position in a cabinet?
I don't think that she will be a vice presidential candidate because it's not clear to me, other than she should be president, she should be vice president. But the way the political calculus goes, I don't see her as being a vice presidential candidate that brings a lot to the table.
That's not her skill set. So
I think it's her skill set. I just don't think the political calculus. I think the political calculus goes: does she bring a state? Does she bring a region?
And rather than a lifestyle or a segment of the population.
Correct. And but she's wonderful. She
is that why Cruz is being positioned so strongly? Because he could.
I don't think I like Ted. I think he's really brilliant, like Carly's brilliant. I think Ted's problem is he just doesn't like people and probably won't resonate enough.
So who do you see?
I think it's... If I were to pick...
Baker's dozen here, who's in the top three or four at this point?
Rubio Bush Walker.
Okay.
Rubio is young, Hispanic, and fairly brash and very articulate.
And there's passion.
Yeah, absolutely. Bush is a kind of Winnebago style. I don't quite know that he has the fire and passion that it takes. Walker, I think Walker is a tough politician, and he's capable. I don't know that he supports those who've supported him and worked for him. He doesn't have their back. Loyalty.
Is that necessary? Question being, are they both seeking to achieve an end? And if it's achieved, everybody wins.
Well, that would be the ideal case. And I don't see... These politicians are really competitive people. I mean, and I just don't...
Almost by definition, aren't they?
Yeah. That's why I'm questioning whether Jeb is as competitive as it takes. He'll run to the middle, but question whether he can get through the primaries. I don't like the map from any Republican standpoint. Now, a lot of people think I'm wrong, but I'm not seeing it. I just think the Democrats have divined a way to sever groups, splinter groups into majorities or apparent majorities to get elections done. They only really focus on about four states. That's all they really focus on.
Well, that's pretty much all you need.
You don't have to focus on California, New York, New Jersey. Those are done. So what do you focus on? Ohio. You focus on Pennsylvania a little, although that's pretty safe. You focus on Florida, and you focus on North Carolina. And that'll about do the trick.
So they could carry seven or eight states, or a party could carry seven or eight.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Democrats start with 240 really safe electoral states.
The decisions that happened last week at the Supreme Court, does that change the political arena, or at least the discussions for this next election?
Do the Republicans the favor of stopping to talk about these issues and deal more with, I think the millennials do care about privacy deeply. I think the millennials do care about the economic folly of what's going on right now with government spending. And I think perhaps they care about security. I don't quite understand the context in which they were alive for 2001. They remember or 9/11, whatever we want to call it. Yeah, and so they were alive for that, but how they respond to it, they don't like wars worth a darn. But what do you do?
Take a break. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Time is somewhere around 35. Rich just nailed the clock. Not that I'm a Pavlovian dog or anything, but I kind of pivoted to see the lovely carpet on the wall instead of the clock. Oh, boy. Rob, 4th of July is an interesting time this year because of the tinderbox that we're dealing with. You guys have got your place in the hills. It's kind of in the middle of all of it. What are you hearing about safety in the woods right now?
Well, I think the woods are kind of divided into grow areas and non-grow areas. And so, we're not worried about our areas. We're seeing a lot of bear on our game cams. And amazing number of bear.
Big bears, little bears?
All of the above.
Hungry bears.
And they are wrecking our fruit trees. There are just a lot of bear everywhere right now. But I think the grows, we're not hearing as much about the grows. It's the normalcy has come back to it. And
except extraordinary sized grows.
If you have
that's impressive.
Some of the grows now are just amazing. I think it's
the plantation.
Yeah, they are. And question what happens when it gets legalized, not if, when.
And that'll be interesting to see what either the general plan allows for land use, or if the guys that are outside really get thumped on pretty hard, or if DOJ.
If they
just kind of through lack of enforcement acquiesce.
I think that's what they're doing, and
yeah, but they pop somebody every once in a while. And I think so. There's no consistency in not
being
there.
They pop, but do they prosecute? It's one thing to confiscate; it's another thing to prosecute and imprison. And so,
yeah, that makes it tough. What are you thinking, or what are your thoughts rather about the water rights? The state's drought situation. I mean, you were around. Well, were you guys here with the Peripheral Canal when Danny went down? Walsh went down?
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see another Peripheral Canal attempt surface? Are we in the middle of it? We just don't know that we're in the middle of it yet?
I don't think Brown can get it done. And if Brown can't get it done, no one can get it done. So I just don't see a meaningful resolution to the water issue. They've stolen our water up here. I mean, let's face it, they got it.
Well, they got the eel. They haven't got the mad yet.
No, and they're not going to get the mad, and they're not going to get the Klamath Trinity beyond what they've gotten. This is one of those instances when our friends, the environmentalists, and we make strange bedfellows on this particular issue. But I don't see a solution forthcoming on the water. I just see sacrifice.
Desalinization in the future?
I don't think they're going to let you desalinate willy-nilly. I just don't see that being allowed. The enviros already have arguments constructed about that, and they'll stall any meaningful desalination project.
Well, there's the one down south that's close. Is that just kind of the example?
It's kind of a beta case, and so I don't think it's going to go the way. I don't think you're going to see. Whereas wind, even wind is being fought now as a power source. I don't think you're going to see the spread of desalination plants like you've seen the proliferation of wind power.
So if water's off the table, marijuana is legalized, the market isn't requiring timber, what's the next battlefield in California?
Well, I think California is remarkably broken right now. The big battlefield in California's forthcoming is just straight money, budgetary. I don't see an easy solution to
structural stuff.
Structural stuff. I don't see an easy solution there. And so,
how about a willingness to wrestle with it? I mean, we've seen some stuff locally.
Well, they're going to have to. I think our area has been pretty forthcoming in getting realistic solutions. California's macro solutions has just been to tax the wealthy, and you know,
not recognizing flexibility there or mobility.
We'll see. I mean, who knows?
Do you see potential in Humboldt County to benefit because of some of those pressures in the more urbanized areas?
Yeah, I do. I think Humboldt County's future has not been brighter. And I do think that we have great possibilities out there. And I think we need a chamber of commerce that sells the city and the county rather than complains about it. The chamber's got to morph from being a wine and cheese once a month thing to getting a real live head of the chamber who actually goes out and deals in the competition of the world for jobs and companies. We need to also, I mean, look, we have St. Joseph's Hospital. It is the most successful hospital. We are blessed to have them. They do a great job. Yet all we hear are complaints. The community is a little bit negative right now. In fact, a lot. And the business community, who makes their living off it, are leading the way. It's bizarre to me.
I think there may be a fatigue factor in there somewhere.
It doesn't matter. You give up, you lose. And I don't see the fatigue. I mean, we have a lot of things happening. And look at the pockets of success.
When we come back.
Fine.
Yeah. KINS News and Information, time is 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, you were getting to the point of talking about some of the businesses locally here that are really poised and are taking advantage of the opportunities that currently exist rather than waiting about tomorrow.
Right. Well, certainly the oyster business is taking off. I strongly take umbrage with the Harbor District taking the role they have competing with private businesses. It's foolishness.
Sustainable foolishness?
No, they aren't sustainable. God, they're a bunch of clowns. But I think we are having a lot of businesses do well. They found niches. They're making money. I mean, I like seeing RMI expand. I like seeing Picky expand. These are smart, capable retailers that have done a good job, and they're spending money in our community, and it's great to see. I really think it's great.
Are others going to be able to draft off of them?
Well, they should.
In their wake?
They've got a great business model to copy. Copying's easy, and we have businesses that are copying. I think we have far too many apartments in Eureka. We've become the inner city for the whole county in that aspect. We need to stop
conversions
totally. We just have too many rentals, and that's just another form of subprime lending. We don't have nice apartments. We have just cheap apartments that are rented out, and that's the problem. And so Humboldt County is the basis. Now, in Arcata, you've got students. That's a real live market. I get that. But here, it's just kind of, you know, it's floated up, but there's too much of it. We don't need Cutton to be the model. I don't think Cutton can meaningfully be annexed. So Eureka needs to fundamentally stop this multifamily and ghettoization.
Well, isn't some of that housing density numbers and affordable housing, all that stuff, is that driven by state or federal or both?
It's driven by state. Federal provides most of the money. What's interesting about the housing is that fundamentally we are in a position where even Jerry Brown knows. Someone said, I'm from Eureka, and he said, you know, the reason you guys have so much problem is your grants are too high, and you take too much cheap money, and your county's addicted to it, and of course you're going to bring in bums. You pay the bums too much.
And I've heard that also. Thanks for coming by.
All right, buddy.
Don't stick yourself.
Happy 4th, and I'm turning 60 this month, and
watch
I'm
out,
the
world.
Most blessed man in the world.
See you tomorrow.
All right, buddy.